right, getting ready to get started. And Sarah's going to swim the first part. I'm going to watch. So, Labor Day. Good thing to do on Labor Day. Going to start the swim here in just a few minutes. And I wanted to begin with the verses here. Psalm 115, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. And so that's a great theme, right? The glory of God. And that's why the main reasons that I love ministering in New York City is driven by that theme of God's glory. God is glorified as the nations, the people groups of the earth know him and worship him. And it picks up that theme of the nations. Why should the nations say, where is their God? Why would the nations say, we cannot see their God? And that kind of jumped out in my mind. Like, right, we're in this place that many of you, of course, love, filled with the nations of the world. And so we want God's name to be glorified here. And he often does that by showing manifestations, visible manifestations of his presence. The tabernacle, the people of Israel, all throughout church, you see that. His change in our life, our character, most importantly. But also, as his peoples set out places where they gather together to worship him. So we walk around Queens. Let's especially our area. We find a lot of other places built to manifest other names. Right there, there's just so many temples and mosques, and in our neighborhood, even false churches that are built to around false teaching. But very few, especially our area of Queens, very few that would name the name of Christ and proclaim him. So I like this passage. Why should the nations, right, this mixture of nations, say, where is their God, right? We don't see any visible manifestation, and we want to put up a lighthouse that says, oh, okay, that's where Bible-believing Christians are worshiping and following out the word. Where they're meeting, kind of like a lighthouse, right? A lighthouse on the ocean, where folks can be pointed to Christ. So, and then verse 3, our God is in the heavens, he does all that he pleases. And so that's all that matters. If we can tie what we do to his glory with our lives, then he just does whatever he wants. All this is his, right? He's not limited in resources. He does whatever he wants to do. We just need to tie our life calling to his glory. And so we tie this this endeavor as we ask the Lord for grace to his glory. Lord, may you build up a place for your name there in Forest Hills. I love it right on Queens Boulevard that points to your glory, to your name, glory to your name. And so we need help with that. We can't do that ourselves, but our church is really doing well with it. Our church has raised many thousands of dollars, and we're on the way. But if you can help with us, we'd love for you to take part too. And so that's what this is about, showing the need and asking you to take parts. If you can today, we'll be doing this. Run, swim, bike, then run. It's 80 degrees. I thought it was going to be 75, but this is great. This is not 100 degrees. Swim is done, and we're headed to bike. Headed here with Pastor John Lashaway and Pastor Steve Savely. As I mentioned on our Facebook feed, Pastor Steve had a hip replacement 5 weeks ago because he's cheating. Didn't want to use his own hips, so he's got this bionic one in there. There's no way we're going to keep up now.
I'm still recovering.
He's still recovering. So this is needing extra prayer for all of us. I really appreciate him coming down and being a help alongside. And then Pastor John in Pine Island Bible Church.
Right.
In Berwick?
Warwick.
Warwick.
Warwick, New York.
New York. Down to help bike too. He'll be sharing his testimony with all of us Friday night, the eve before September 11th, on how God uses tragedy in our lives. He shares his special story along with two other pastors, and we'll premiere that Friday night, Saturday will be September 11th anniversary. But as we think of all the bad things that happen to us and times that we need endurance, we can look to the Lord, and he teaches us through all those things. And you know, transitioning to our building fund, it's a hard thing to do, but the Lord teaches us all along the way. And sometimes he asks us to do easy things, and sometimes he just puts it in our lap, but other times he wants us to learn through endurance. And we embrace that. We embrace that race that he's given us. And I know that was John's phrase that he wanted to share to everybody. Embrace
the trial.
Embrace the trial. What was the quote? God
never wastes the suffering of his saints, by Warren Wiersbe. But often we do, so don't waste the suffering.
Answer another. With John, with a couple other diseases. Now Pastor Steve's recovering from a hip replacement. We'll see how that goes. Was it painful?
Yeah. Okay. The only thing I could think of was, who in the world was the first volunteer to have this done? But God's good. Actually, Andrew preached for me that first Sunday. And so 5 days after surgery, I greeted everybody as they came out of church.
Wow.
So.
Wow. And now he's back on the bike. All right. Another encouraging thing, about halfway through this, we had a Pentecostal church over here. A Pentecostal church over here had a baptism while I'm swimming behind them. That was really cool. I'm just thankful the Lord providentially puts things in your path that gives you wind in your sails. So they're singing gospel songs and dancing around as I'm trying to get through the last quarter of the 1.2 miles. And now we're headed to 56 miles, and we got to get on because we're about an hour behind. Are we an hour behind or 2 hours behind? Hour and a half behind, so.
It's good coffee right here. Good coffee shop.
All right, so the bike is finished. Biking is done. 56-mile bike. And 1.2-mile swim. These guys made it the whole way. And appreciate that so much. Well done. Well done. And they still have a smile on their face.
Barely.
We had no... No fights along the way. Seth and Asher made it as well. Finish it off with us. And so, got a 13-mile run to do. These guys have a long drive to do. So we're going to keep moving. If you think this is a lot, let me just say, this is... Okay, so a sprint triathlon is the smallest. And then you have the Olympic. This 70.3 is twice the Olympic distance of a triathlon, but it's just half of the Ironman. And it's just funny, I've met two people in my life that have finished the Ironman. Many have, and yet both of these were women. The only people I know that have finished the full Ironman. So I'm like doing half of what these ladies have done. And they did not seem very athletic, so... Some people just don't stop. Okay, so thank you for praying for us. And
no flat tires.
No flat tires. Amen. Thank the Lord for that.
No accidents.
No accidents. Not too many close calls. We did run into the U.S. Open, which is right there. So we had to drive through a lot of the U.S. Open, which was neat. That was neat. We would love for you to make a comment below, a contribution toward the building fund. Again, Psalm 115 is kind of the purpose of this. We don't want the nations all around us here in Queens, right? The globe is right there. You can't see it, but, it's blocked off from a piece of police line. We don't want the nations to say, where is their God? And, one of the ways to glorify God, pointing to him, is this visible way of a building, right? A lighthouse. And so this is all part of that. Join us Friday night with for the video, the video that your creative people did that shares triumph over tragedy. That'll be the eve of September 11th, 20th anniversary of September 11th. Also, good message there for three men that endured great trial and tragedy, and the Lord taught many lessons through that, embracing that trial. So that will be helpful for you, but it will be a live premiere for that video. See Friday night at 7. Hey! Thank you guys for joining us here.
Well, don't thank us until we finish racing with you.
Time to run. All right. I'll try to check on one time when we're done with the run. But it'll be a little late. Okay. We finished it up. It takes a family. Finished up, and we just walked over a while ago to Times Square to get some donuts, Krispy Kreme, waiting in line, but all through. So thank you for praying, and I enjoyed that. We enjoyed that. That was fun. Finished with one of my better times for the half marathon. That was fun. Time to go to bed. Have a good night.